his tenacity in observing that particular sport, that we have seen a demise of it in the state of Alaska, particularly in bars and other uncontrollable situation. Over the years, I had a number of conversations with Mr. Armstrong, and as he advanced in age, and it seems like the energy was just somewhat leaving him, he was always there. And I can admire him for that. And while I did not know him in the capacity of baseball, I can certainly commend him for what he did as a boxing commissioner, not only for the organized boxing, but in observing and making sure that kickboxing was handled properly. Mr. Speaker, if I may just make a couple of comments to my friend from Midtown. You know, at 69 years old, I can admire his deliberation, his energy, and whatever. And while I disagree many times with some of the legislation he may bring to this floor, I hope never to be disagreeable. I do appreciate his point of view, and I will always stand to be at least that acid test to nudge him, to let him know that, well, I'm going to be here hopefully for a while. I mean, I'm not quite 60 now. Maybe I'll make it. I hope to be here, and whatever mistakes we make today, hopefully I'll be here to see them through. And when I meet him one day in that great cloud in the sky, we'll be able to shake hands and say, well, we did our best. So thank you, my friend from District 10, I believe. Thank you.
Mr. Taylor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I request the privilege of the floor to speak on representation.
No objection, Mr. Taylor.
Mr. Speaker, we have now had the privilege of serving for almost two full sessions with you and your members on this floor. It had been the hope that during that period of time, this minority would be allowed the opportunity to participate at least peripherally in the drafting of the financial documents to move through this body. And to a highly limited extent, I think we have seen some participation, in particular at the Finance Committee level. It is my understanding, however, that during one of the recesses this afternoon, that House Bill 500 moved from committee into rules. I was informed the other night at a public gathering by members of the Finance Committee, a member, I should make that clear, that no amendments would be allowed in 500 as it moved through the Finance Committee, and that, of course, no amendments, as is traditional, would be allowed on the floor. That, Mr. Speaker, is not participation, nor, Mr. Speaker, is that representation. I understand the desire of the majority to control the flow of legislation. But that desire, unfortunately, does not merely stop at calendaring or controlling the manner that legislation will flow through the committee process. Instead, the record is abundantly clear at this point that it involves every nuance within those financial pieces of legislation. Unfortunately, many of these decisions have not been made in public, nor have we been given the opportunity to participate in them. As a consequence, the representation that we provide in this body and the over 53% of the population that sent us here that voted in the last election have not had the opportunity to participate as the civics books might lead the public to believe participation is available. This has led, unfortunately, to a difficult position, a position where the only alternatives left may be those of that are distasteful to this minority to exercise. We have not exercised them to the extent possible. I hope that's understood. I hope we don't have to get into that posture. But if, in fact, we're going to have House Bill 500 and an operating budget, probably some supplemental coming along with it, basically rammed down our throats by 24 members voting en bloc, committed to do so as part of an organizational structure, then I'll call upon the members of this majority in making any statements that when they use the term we to the press, when they use the word we in writing letters back to constituents explaining how come those seniors aren't funded for their programs for meals, how come those colleges don't have classrooms, how come we've spent and employed an additional 400 and some new employees. When you do that, please just be honest enough to say, we Democrats did that. We did that by denying the Republicans in the House the opportunity to pass one amendment on any one of these financial bills. We did that because we voted en bloc. We did that because we had the power to do it. Thank you.
Mr. Phillips? Oh, excuse me. Can we stand at ease this moment?
Order.
Huh? Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, permission to speak on the same subject.
Without objection. Mr. Majority
Speaker,
Leader.
Speaker, in the words of my friend and colleague from Chicken, balderdash.
Further special orders?
Speaker, I move we adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
We adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow.